Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Deputy High Commissioner, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates. Canada welcomes the work of HCR, its personnel and its implementation partners for their valuable contribution to responding to increasingly complex challenges linked to protection of refugees and other forced displacement, often in difficult circumstances. In particular, Canada is saddened by the fate of humanitarian workers in recent months, the deaths of humanitarian workers in Ukraine, South Sudan, Sudan, Israel, and in the Gaza Strip. We stand in solidarity with the humanitarian community and with the bereaved families. Humanitarian workers and civilians should not be a target. Canada is proud of being an important, long-standing partner of HCR. Similarly, we welcome the opportunity to cooperate with them and with the other member states to support efforts towards achieving greater transparency. Collectively, we can enhance our working methods to support HCR in discharging its complex mandate. As reaffirmed by the High Commissioner in his opening statement, people persecuted on the grounds of their sexual orientation, or of their identity or gender expression, and of their sexual nature fall within the purview of HCR and should receive protection. Canada supports HCR in discharging its mandate in that respect and continues to work tirelessly on these matters. As many others have noted this week, in the context where humanitarian needs are quickly surpassing available resources to respond to them, we're pleased to see HCR continuing to forge solid partnerships with development actors in the private sector to help address the root causes and to further sustainable solutions. Canada also welcomes the expansion of the donor base for HCR and its efforts to increase the engagement of the private sector. In that context, the agency must continue to adhere to its comparative advantage focused on its humanitarian and protection mandate and to implement it. Lack of resources also requires efficiency gains in the manner in which we respond. To that end, we welcome efforts made by HCR in the context of its operational reform program aimed at better decision-making based on factual data and greater optimization of resources.
Also ask UNHCR to implement audit recommendations on strengthening operational and programmatic data accuracy to better inform strategic planning. We further encourage the agency to step up ongoing work to implement all audit recommendations. We highlight specific recommendations on strengthening the meaningful participation of displaced persons to inform prioritization of needs and improving the selection and monitoring of implementing partners to enhance response timeliness and bolster cost effectiveness. Furthermore, Canada welcomes UNHCR's continued efforts to ensure that the accountability and oversight remain at the very core of agency operations. We note the 26% increase in the reported cases of misconduct to the Inspector General's office. While we take this as an indication of increased trust in reporting mechanisms, we encourage the agency to continue strengthening its policies and processes to foster oversight and integrity, specifically with regards to addressing matters of sexual misconduct in an expedited manner. To this end, Canada commends UNHCR's adoption of the updated strategy and action plan addressing sexual exploitation and abuse and sexual harassment. We appreciate that the strategy is rooted in victim-centered approaches, emphasizing capacity-building initiatives for partners and allocating dedicated resources towards prevention and mitigation of sexual exploitation and abuse. We ask for the agency's continued vigilance in this matter. Canada also lauds the findings of the Joint Inspection Unit report, recognizing the agency's work in centering wellness and mental health strategies within its human resource management. We urge continued implementation of these practices and similarly look forward to UNHCR's launch of its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Strategic Framework later this year for meaningful inclusion of underrepresented groups in its workforce. Finally, Canada stands with UNHCR in recognizing there is tremendous strength in its diversity. Through its support to UNHCR, Canada will remain committed to achieving durable solutions for forcibly displaced persons firmly grounded in refugee leadership and decision-making and rooted in values of equity, gender equality, anti-racism, and anti-oppression principles. Thank you.